Hello, everyone. This is Ryan Pollock, the Director of Media Relations with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Just want to thank everyone for joining us here today, both in our room on the teleconference and as well as all our fans watching on Riderville.com. So with that, we're going to open the floor directly to questions, and first question will be coming from Dan Plaster of Riderville.com.
Coach, it's been a long off season, and all the players are in, all the coaches are in. We get to finally talk football. So as we head to training camp with all these new players in here, what is the main thing you're looking from these guys at training camp?
Well, we're just looking for buy-in. We're going to, you know, we sell the fact that we have fun every day when we come in here, and that's what we're about to do. Yes, we're going to work. It's how we earn a living, but at the same time, we make it fun, and, you know, it's all about football.
Chris, it's Ian Hamilton of the Leader Post. Dan mentioned this busy offseason. What's it been like for you? I mean, kind of a whirlwind getting in here from Edmonton and then going right to work and having a camp virtually every weekend.
Yeah, it's been very busy, but you know what? We've been doing this for a long time. I mean, we're used to it, and, you know, in one sense, there were a lot of changes, but, again, there are always a lot of changes.
Chris, Derek Myers from Global TV here in Regina. What are your plans for training camp? Is it going to be 2-a-days? We know there's been some changes with the amount of time you can put pads on guys. Is this going to be a training camp like you've run in the past, or do you expect any differences from a Chris Jones training camp?
Yeah, you know what? We're more about running around and playing fast, that type of thing. We're not challenging these guys' courage. We know they'll hit. We've watched film on them. We know that they're aggressive. And then it's just a matter of that's why you play the preseason games, is to find out if a guy can make plays under the lights. But, you know, we want to see, can they adhere to our philosophy? Can they play fast? Can they show up, you know, day in and day out? And whether we're having a 2-a-day or a 1-a-day, it's not a whole lot of difference.
Chris, Jamie and I from News Talk 980 CJME, when you bring together this group, how will this differentiate from any camp you've had? You have a lot of different players from a lot of different places and not a whole lot of chemistry of these guys playing together.
Yeah, you know what? We've been through this before. I mean, when we went to Calgary years ago, I mean, there were a lot of new faces. When we went to Toronto, it was the same thing. I mean, if you look back even in 2002 when we won it with Don, I mean, there were only like 5 or 6 new or returning defensive football players, one of which is Ed Filion, who's on our staff. But, you know, so we're kind of used to that. Offensively, there are a few more, you know, guys that's played.
Craig, it's been a stressful year and a bit as you being president of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. How nice is it to finally start this new chapter here this week as we head up to Saskatoon?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, it was exciting in December when we named Chris, and then Chris immediately went to work and surrounded himself with the best possible people he can. So I'm just excited to sort of see it all play out in training camp and into the preseason and into the season, because it's a pretty special season, the last one at Mosaic Stadium.
Okay, thank you. We'll now open up questions from the phone line, so I'll turn it over to you.
If you have a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing *1. You may cancel your question by pressing the pound sign. First question is from Murray McCormick of the Regina Leader Post. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Long story why I'm not there, but we'll let it go with this. Chris, I got a question for you, and it's kind of a fashion one. Why do you always wear black?
It matches my personality.
There's got to be more to it than that, but I've never seen you wear anything but black. Do you want anything else besides black?
No, it just makes it real easy to pick out clothes in the morning.
Will you continue to wear black this season?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. Chris, you have 6 running backs listed on the roster. Is there anyone in that group who's kind of going in at the top of the depth chart? How are you going to decide what's going to happen with the running back position?
Well, I mean, you know, Curtis is the guy with the most experience, and so, I mean, you'd have to say if there was a front runner, I mean, he'd have to be it. But if you call and ask Curtis, he knows he better be ready.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Chris Schultz of TSN. Please go ahead.
Hey, Coach, when you're rebuilding a team, do you look for the player that fits your system you want, or do you adapt your system to the players in camp?
Well, I mean, I think there's a combination of those things, Chris. I mean, certainly we look for certain physical attributes for a player because we look for versatility in a player. But, you know, if we've got a guy on our roster that has special talents and special characteristics, then certainly we'll look to, you know, let him do a whole bunch of that.
And when you look for players that show up, so to speak, on the consistency of practice, is that because of the truth that if you incrementally improve day in after day out, eventually you're going to get better? The whole attitude aspect of the players you bring in?
You used some big words there. For me, it's a little bit confusing.
Sorry.
But I think that I understand what you're asking. I mean, again, we just try to be very consistent with our players, ask them to do simple assignments over and over and over, and the guys that are able to do those simple assignments are the guys that we end up going with.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. The next question is from Graham Kelly of Medicine Hat News. Please go ahead.
Hello, Chris. How does this extensive overhaul in Saskatchewan compare to your first year in Edmonton?
You know what, we had a lot of changes there that year, too. I mean, there were a lot of new defensive players, you know, and we brought some guys that even if we haven't coached them, they've played some football in the league, and I think that that's important. You know, but I would say that there are some very close parallels.
How will the defensive approach change? How is a Chris Jones defense different than, say, a Richie Hall or a Stubler defense?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I'll leave that pretty much to, you know, for you guys. I mean, we're going to do the same things that we've been doing since 2002. I know we're going to be very aggressive. We're going to stop the run. We're going to get a lot of people to the football, and we're going to do everything in our power to hit the quarterback.
And finally, Chris, the team didn't have a good record last year, obviously, but what has pleasantly surprised you since you've assumed command of the Rough Riders?
Well, I mean, the passion that, you know, that you can only look from the outside in when you're not working at a place. You can kind of assume that type of thing. But since I've been here, the passion that I see in the community, in the organization, the people want to win, and there's some very genuine people, I think that's the biggest thing that I see, you know, at this place.
Good luck to you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. The next question is from Davis Sanchez from TSN 690. Please go ahead.
Coach Jones, a lot of your staff, hey bud, a lot of your staff has come with you over to Saskatchewan from Edmonton. Describe your relationship pertaining, you know, to your relationship with your assistant coaches. Obviously, you're a guy they want to be with. So describe your relationship with them.
Well, I mean, you know, they're some of my best friends in the whole world. I mean, we're more like family members than we are coworkers, but at the same time, everybody knows the score. They know why we were brought here. It certainly wasn't for our looks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from Ray Morrison of CKOM. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, Coach. I just wanted to ask you about Darian Durant a little bit. You know, he's gone through a number of coordinators, a number of head coaches. He's going to have different body types and a different offense to kind of work with again this year. He's proven to be versatile, but maybe just a word or a thought on how a guy like that is going to fit into your offensive scheme.
Well, I think he brings a level of leadership. You know, he and Mike are very alike in certain ways, and certainly they're different in a lot of ways. But they both are tremendous leaders, and that's the number one thing we look for. He can make every throw on the field. He looked outstanding at minicamp. You know, he's got himself back in great shape, and we're just excited to get this thing rolling.
Any concerns about health?
Well, I mean, anytime your quarterback's out for two straight years, I mean, he's got certain things that he's got to come in and prove that he can do. And, you know, if you sit around and you worry about stuff, you know, you can worry yourself to death. 95% of the stuff that you worry about, you shouldn't even be worried about.
Good. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. There are no further questions on the phone at this time. I'll turn me back over to the room.
Craig, there's already obviously a lot of pressure on Coach Jones heading into this season, and then lots of newness around the football team, but you have an old lady that you're closing down here in Mosaic Stadium. How important is this year, not just necessarily on the field, but off the field here with the farewell season?
Yeah, it's an important year, actually. We've got a couple important years here where we close down one stadium, and then 2017 is obviously going to be very, very important as we open the new. So, no, it's exciting. You know, I can tell the excitement throughout the whole province as you travel around and spend some time recently up in Saskatoon. I know they're excited to welcome us for training camp. But it's one of those special years that, you know, obviously this is the only time we'll do this in our lifetime, which is to close down a stadium that's meant so much to so many people. So, you know, there's going to be more details announced this week around some of the events and activities associated with the farewell season, especially at our games. But it's going to be very emotional. It's going to be very emotional for our organization, but most importantly for our fans. There's been some fantastic memories of that stadium, and as we say goodbye to it, I'm sure those memories will rise.
Chris, when it comes behind Darian Durant on the depth chart, is Brett your number two or B.J. Coleman? How many more quarterbacks could we see in camp?
Yeah, we're going to have some more guys there to evaluate. Again, you know, I'm not going to comment on anybody until I see, you know, Darian's our starter, and then we'll go from there.
Chris, you mentioned the offseason. Was it ever overwhelming with all of the time you were running hither, thither, and yon?
No, you know what, man? I don't ever go to work. You know, unfortunately, I shouldn't tell him, but, I love everything about the aspect of my job. I love finding personnel. I love coaching. When we get to this point of year, the momentum's there and the anticipation is there. It's kind of like Christmas Day.
Necessary to have as many free agent camps as you did. I think you estimated seeing like 3,000 players or something this offseason.
Yeah, you know what? We have to. I mean, players is the name of the game. I mean, when I was in high school ball years ago and Coach Lolly was the head coach, we found out that personnel was how you win football games. When we were at Tennessee Tech and Mac and I coached there, when we had a bunch of really good kids and had, you know, great grades and stuff like that, but when we went out and got some players that were capable of playing in the NFL, all of a sudden our record's starting to be a little bit better. So it was kind of like the formula. We figured it out.
Coach Jones, Lee Jones from CTV Regina.
Sorry.
Not much. Just wondering about the draft picks. Have you been able to get any of those players signed?
Yeah, we've got all of them signed to St. John.
What is it about football that you love so much? Because clearly, like you said, it's not work for you. You just seem so into it. What is it about this game?
Well, I mean, quite honestly, if it wasn't for football, ain't no telling what I'd be doing. So, I mean, I'm very fortunate to be able to come out and do what I do every day and have fun. And quite honestly, years ago, my mom, I had a 1.75 GPA, and I'd been in finance and engineering and every other thing trying to chase money. And my mom said, well, what do you love? I said, I love football. I'm not good enough to play it, certainly, but I love being around it, every aspect of it, being in the locker room, going out and competing at the game. Something I really enjoy, and I think our staff parallels that.
Coach Jones, you mentioned St. John hasn't been signed. Do you hope he'll have him signed by the time training camp rolls around?
Certainly we hope to be able to have him signed. We certainly would like him to join our football team. But, you know, we've got certain philosophies and ways that we're going to do things, and that's kind of where we are right now.
Chris, getting back to these camps, sorry to keep hashing it out, did you see, like, a lot of good players, or were there, like, 40-year-old weekend warriors that just figured they'd show up and see what they were like?
Well, it's a combination, you know. You go out, and, the interesting thing is I do all the registering, and they don't know me from a man in the moon when they walk up, you know, so you're able to evaluate them as soon as they walk up, and you're able to see if they have manners. You look at their handwriting, you're able to evaluate a lot about them even before you start.
You mentioned signings. There's been rumors about Xavier Fulton and Jonathan Williams. Can you enlighten us as to whether those two fellows are coming in?
Yeah, they're both coming in.
With bringing Xavier Fulton back in, was it the retirement that led to that, a little room for you? What did you evaluate with Xavier that didn't have him signed before?
No, Xavier was looking at the NFL. He had a lot of NFL interest, you know, and he's in tremendous shape. I mean, he came in yesterday. I mean, he looks great. And actually, we found out that he ran the same thing that he ran out when he came out of college. So, I mean, he looks great. And, now that the NFL stuff's come and gone, he settled back in. He's back home.
Is the NFL at all catching up the contract with St. John, or – not. Is the NFL at all a hiccup with St. John?
I haven't heard that they have any interest.
Craig, to you, just an update on season tickets and when can they start to expect to see where they may be sitting in the new stadium?
Yeah, no, absolutely, Jamie. So at the current stadium, we're at about 80% capacity right now. So single game tickets go on sale June 1st, and obviously with the farewell season, we expect demand to be very, very strong. And we started the process with the new stadium and the seat transition. So we've had some conversations with some folks in club seating and those types of areas. And by mid-June, we'll start to move out seat locations to others.
Sorry, Chris. What does Jonathan Williams offer this team?
Well, I mean, he's a great teammate, number one. We had him in Toronto, and, I mean, he's, you know, when you get a chance to meet him, I mean, he's tremendous, tremendous teammate. He'll give you the shirt off his back. He plays as hard as he possibly can on every down, and, you know, that's the biggest thing that I think that he brings. Athletically, yeah, I mean, he's got all the athleticism. He's strong. I mean, he's you know, he runs plays down from behind and dives after running backs and receivers, and he'll do everything he can to win a football game.
You talked about the passion of the fans you've seen this offseason. What was your reaction to their reaction maybe of the releases of Chicken Dressler and some of the other popular players?
You know what? I mean, that's a very good question, and, you know, it is in the past. We've hashed and rehashed and rehashed, but I'll visit it once again. You know, it's natural for fans to pick out favorites and things like that, but they didn't hire me here to coach, not to, you know, win a popularity contest or anything like that, right? So those are great guys, tremendous players. They're future Hall of Famers. But unfortunately, you know, we have to do what we feel like is best for our football team, and every decision that we've made is to try to win a Grey Cup. And, you know, unfortunately, that was the direction that we went. So.
What's your favorite, first Craig, then Chris, favorite football movie and why?
I don't even remember the last time I watched a movie. There was a movie a long time ago when I was a kid, The Longest Yard, had Burt Reynolds in it. But I don't know.
I don't know if it is a good question, actually, Coach. it probably beats the question about your black tire, though. Probably the program. Yeah.
Chris, how happy are you with the Canadian talent and depth that you have currently on the roster? That's been a problem with this team the last couple of years, but you sought out in the offseason to get some depth.
Yeah, you know what? I think that we had a really good free agency. We picked up some guys that were on the street, and then the draft has been good to us. So, and the supplemental draft was today. And so, I mean, I feel like that we've got the necessary ingredients. Again, you know and I know quarterback play and Canadian content, that's the two keys. And so we feel like that we're in very good shape.
Chris, when you look at the board and see the depth chart all the way across, there's a lot of veterans that you can kind of pencil in as – number ones like Steele, but that Canadian safety spot, how much is that wide open with Newman, Webster, Campbell, West, and all the names that are piled up there?
It's about the same situation that we were in when we went to Edmonton. We had no idea who our free safety was going to be, and quite honestly, the competition, it all comes out in the wash.
Okay, we'll turn it back over to the phone line if there's any questions on the phone.
Thank you once again. If you have a question, please press star 1 at this time. And we have no further questions registered for the moment.
Okay, I believe there's still a couple in room here.
You mentioned the supplemental draft was good for you. What'd you guys pick up in that?
Well, we ended up getting a young man from North Carolina A&T that was in the draft, and Kevin Francis is his name. He's a receiver, tight end, slash fullback type guy, tremendous athlete, big long kid, fits right in line of what we look for.
Well, any word on what you had to give up for that player?
We gave a third-round draft pick.
And overall, your depth chart, a couple of days out from camp, when you're looking at it, what do you see from your team? What are your expectations going into this season as we are? I understand early May, or late May, but what are you looking at from your 2016 team?
Okay. You have to expound on that because, I mean, first of all, we don't have a depth chart. We have a position chart. We have guys listed by experience, and that's kind of the way we do it. And then it all starts competition from there, and that can change, like, hourly. And, you know, so it's not really – we don't call it a depth chart.
Is this a team, when you look at the big picture, that you see competing with the Grey Cup champions, the Calgary Stampeders, those type of teams who have consistently been at the top of the league?
Yeah, when we walk in that building every day and they're paying us a paycheck, they pay us to do one thing, and that's to win a Grey Cup. And that's why they brought us here, and that's our expectation level. You know, and that's, you know, it's pro football, but that's our expectation level every day.
Yep. Okay, we're good in room here, so if there's no questions waiting in queue on the call, that will be it.
And we have no further questions registered, sir.
Perfect. Thanks, everyone.
The conference call has now ended. Please disconnect your line at this time, and we thank you for your participation.